All right, that's funny. All right, well, so we're gonna get into our next podcast.
Is this podcast number 9 or number 10?
I don't know.
Who knows?
It's our next podcast. So let's get started, Dan.
All right. So today we're going to be talking about trends in design. Now, we opened it up to be not necessarily specific to the actual design of a thing, but let everybody pick any trend that they thought was important, and it had to relate to design in some fashion. We've talked about these a little bit beforehand, but not really in depth, so it'll be interesting to see how this goes. So I think we're going to do a little bit of a round robin. I've got two, Aaron has two, and Tony has two. And
do I?
Or is supposed to have two anyways. Maybe not. We'll see. Maybe you have five.
Yeah, we may only have time to talk about
that's true.
A couple of them, but
yeah,
we can get back and talk some more next week.
Sure. So I'll go ahead and start this off. So I have two that I came up with, and the first one, and we kind of talked about this a little bit last time, was the trend of, and I think it's also a generational thing, of for people to be more interested and invest more in experiences over things. As I had mentioned when we were discussing it earlier, is if you look at a lot of kids these days, mine included, they're certainly much less interested in cars or even in driving cars or getting their licenses or those kinds of things that were, you know, for us were a bit more like rites of passage. It's just less important to them these days. And, if you look at the younger generation, they aren't necessarily interested in buying a house so much. You know, they're happy to rent, and that gives them the flexibility to move around and do things and have more experiences. So the interesting thing is, how can then we as industrial designers, grasp onto that and work with it? So I think, or one of the things that I think we need to do is, had mentioned this last time, is, don't necessarily lose focus on the importance of the design of the thing, but expand your vision into the experience of the thing or the design.
I think that ties perfectly with one of the trends that I see, which is products that do more things, but seem like they have less complexity to them. You know, they market them as being able to allow you to have an experience sort of like Alexa or Google Home or products that have very simple interfaces but that do a lot of things. I think that ties in the way that those kind of products allow you to enjoy more the experiences that you are having without to like fiddle with the product that much.
Okay.
In a way.
Yeah, like asking Alexa, hey, what is this or what is that? Play this music list, that sort of thing. Turn on the lights because you can connect your home to all of that, which is, that's pretty cool. And you could do that with any home. It doesn't have to be high-end, super fancy, expensive, whatever. You can buy the Philips lights that screw into any light bulb and have it connect to your Alexa.
Yeah, that's a good point. I've even used it a lot of times for like cooking things. I mean, so you can, like you mentioned, multi-purpose items. So I, will do like, hey, the recipe says it needs a quarter of a pint of something, but I don't have a pint measuring cup. I have cups. So, I'll ask Alexa to do the conversion for me.
Right.
Things like that.
It's like the original, true experiential design solution for, at least for your lights, is, you remember the clapper?
That's right, the clapper.
You can clap it on and clap
it
off.
That's right.
If you're an old person, you were in bed.
You probably don't remember those commercials, Saren.
No, but I've heard about this. Yeah.
Clap on, clap off.
Clapper.
Yeah.
That was the commercial.
It was great. You just clap your hands and your lights went on and off.
They had in the advertisement, it was usually an older person lying in bed.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
At night, reading a book or whatever it was, and they would clap their hands and the lights would go on or off.
Yeah. It's cool.
Wow.
It rocks.
I wonder if that's going to come back, you know, so certain things like vintage record players, sort of simplified things. Clapper's coming back.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you can train Alexa to turn your lights on and off via a clap. and that's it.
Yeah. So, you know, some of the, you know, I guess one of the examples of, you know, when I had mentioned to Aaron that we need to come up with examples of these trends.
Right.
So we can look at like cars to go as a big one.
Yeah.
Airbnb's one. If you look at two, like in the last economic downturn, you know, where people had to sort of trim the fat out of a lot of things that they were doing and luxuries. If you look at this at the same time, that's when like Netflix was having a huge, massive growth, right?
Right.
So they were investing in more experiences, and that's certainly an experience than things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. Not collecting a bunch of DVDs, not going out,
yeah.
Being able to be in the comfort of your own home.
Sure.
And be entertained. Certainly better than sometimes going out, I think, at least.
And now you can Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Well, you did mention like how as industrial designers we can tie into that, or you know.
Sure. How can you leverage that?
Right, and I think we do see it a lot with like, especially with furniture design and home design. I see a trend in a lot of like fun things, you know, like fun furniture, not so
austere, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so much more relaxed, you know, like different materials or different form factors, and you know, or like if you see at a bunch of the offices in Silicon Valley, you know how they make their offices more of an experience rather than very corporate.
Sure.
So I think that kind of like fun design has a lot to do with experience design, which is instead of you focusing about, you know, like is this table perfectly suitable for this, or is this, you know, like, I don't know, just in general, much more fun or fun environments.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're doing that more just because as the trends of the younger office workers coming online, you know, they're making choices, not just on, the company name, or even the product that it provides, but they're making the choices based on the type of equipment that they have to use. So what's the technology? What's their space like? Because nobody wants to work in a cube farm.
Sure.
Some 25-year-old, 30-year-old, whatever. I mean, I didn't like working at a cube farm way back in the day, and so I can only imagine by now it's really a tired...
It's a tired example of a concept.
Yeah, it's a tired example of a place to work. It may be efficient and you've got all the right space, but you know, I think attracting and retaining talent, there's way more effort going into it. So to your point, Aaron, it's like, is there more fun things, better places to go and work, quiet places to go and work, and they're also making a lot of spaces that aren't, you don't have like a permanent spot. There's just desks.
Interesting.
And you just
find a spot.
Everybody's mobile. Everybody has their notebook, and you may have a place to sit that has a generic mouse, keyboard, and monitor.
Oh, interesting!
And you just go and work, and then you get up and go, and you might sit in another place the next day.
Huh? It's like an in-house co-working space.
Kind of like that. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Because everybody, you know, your moods are different every day. The work that you're trying to do is different every day. Some work's collaborative. Some work you need to be quiet in a quiet spot,
sit
somewhere alone at work. So, I think that's kind of cool. I'm always encouraged when I see kind of different things than the sort of cube farm. Cube farms are just terrible.
It's very sterile.
And in a way, the products visually can also represent that, or nurture that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, I think we see it in our research that we're doing for Latitude. We're seeing that the IT decision maker is seeing, hey, I've got a lot of young people coming in, and they want something that's cool. They don't want their dad's notebook. They don't want their dad's PC to work with. So it's up to us to kind of help give them
liven that up a little bit.
Solutions that they're looking for, making things a little bit nicer, better materials, better finishes. Because everybody says, well, I want to work on an Apple, right? Because they think that's the cool thing.
Sure.
But the IT guys are looking for control and the ability to maintain, you know, their corporate image on their system. Huh. So they want us to give them a good solution. So
that's good.
All that's wrapped up in there. Yeah.
That's all good stuff, I think.
Yeah. It's really encouraging because you're before, you know, when I started doing Latitude, it wasn't really... design was important, but it wasn't as important.
It was cost kind of
a lot of cost. Yeah. You know, is it easy? Is it easier to make? Is it easier to service? Does it have 55 different features that somebody may want to use just in case? And the systems were kind of big and clunky, and we kind of, you know, designed them in a sort of conservative way. And it's been a slow evolution, but now we're seeing with the millennials coming online, they're demanding better places to work, and they're demanding better equipment,
things to work with,
and they're using that to decide whether or not they're even going to accept a job.
Oh wow! So I guess that does point to, again, and support the idea of, you know, it's like experiences more than things.
Right.
So if how can you support the overall experience, right, you know, in this case as an employer to attract employees?
Yeah.
So
it's interesting, and I think as designers, I think if I had to give advice again to a newer designer, I would say don't just think about the object that you're designing, but think about the whole experience of everything that you're doing. You know, is there software that's got to go along with it? How does it behave?
Sure.
Is it connected to other things? Is it to, you know, like what you were talking about, Aaron, is it make it a little bit more interesting, more fun, more depth to the product?
Right. Well, and as a designer, that's the thing. That's what you need to do, is expand your vision.
Right.
You know, see things in a bigger picture. So.
Right.
That's for sure.
Right. We don't want to just be CAD monkeys all the time.
Not all the time.
Just part of the time.
Just when you don't want to have a conversation with somebody, you just want to zone out.
Yeah, CAD monkeying is good when you don't want to talk to people.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a few trends. You have one, Tony, you wanted to? Or we can keep going around?
No, like I told you before, the only thing, you know, for me, when you mention trends, I automatically think about... you're talking more about like behavior, like corporate behavior.
Well, I think anything's valid, right? So design specific aesthetics is a trend, certainly.
Well, that's the thing that came up in my head was, how do we maintain our awareness of design trends and things that are happening out in the marketplace while you're so busy?
That's a good point. So at your sort of management level, where you're doing 100 different things at 100 miles an hour,
right,
it's important to stay on trend and be aware of what those are. So how then do you find the time to do that? That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, there's always interesting tech articles about the industry to read if you have time to do that.
Sure. I know that obviously there are companies that you can pay that do color trends and textile trends. I think product is maybe a little more difficult to pin down because there's so many different things and directions out there.
Well, I mean,
different cycles.
I think there are more valuable ways that you can find trends. Like we were just talking about the shift in experience. The experience is much more important, and that kind of tied into how, like I mentioned, simple interface or fun design, like how that ties to that. So maybe if you just go and stand out there, you know, like explore social trends, then that can somehow tie back to the product. You know,
see bigger trends.
Yeah, in an indirect way that could funnel down to how you're designing and how you're keeping up with trends. Like if you keep up with social trends, that could be very valuable input.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think all of that's valid. My conundrum is, how do you do it when you're busy.
Sure. How do you translate these big things down to sort of a in smaller bite, sort of granular yeah. level chunks
yeah.
that you can then build the trend, you know, build it to. So that is a good one. I don't know if I have an answer for you other than
you could certainly use your kids. You guys have yeah. like millennial or what are they called? Gen Z yeah. kids.
Are they Z's or Y's?
Is there such a something thing? Like that. Yeah, I think it's millennials, which is like I'm a millennial.
Yeah.
And then I think we did a project, right, where we had to design some stuff for yeah. Gen Z.
Yeah.
So that could be a way.
Well, yeah, for if, sure. If the kids are always sort of, you know, they're into what they're into. Trying to follow them and keep up with them helps.
You could get a TikTok.
What is that?
It's like a social network.
You know what Facebook is, right?
Videos.
Yes. And then there's Instagram.
Yes.
So those are all for old people now.
Okay.
Well, I still use Instagram.
Oh, okay. Well, you're getting old now. Well, you're 25, yeah, 26.
Yeah.
You're over the hill now.
So TikTok is like almost like a Snapchat, but you don't really use it to chat a lot. You basically just record things and go viral. And you reuse sounds and reuse videos in a different creative
viral?
Way. No, I think I uploaded a video once and it got like 17,000 views.
Seriously?
Yeah. But then I... that's not enough.
That's
but
not viral.
Yeah, that's not viral.
Does it convert? Can you convert it to
Well,
income?
people do convert.
I'm sure
yeah.
they do.
Yeah.
17,000 views. That's quite a lot.
No, some people have like 10 million views and stuff like that. But
and
that could be a way for you to check out the trends.
It's like a short video clip and it's like all just no... could be anything.
Yeah, it could be anything and you reuse sounds. Basically, like you could use music as a background.
So there's a little bit of a creative element to it of putting things together.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is it TikTok, huh? Let's see. I'm gonna look it up.
I have my youngest kid he's 17 next month, and he mentioned something to me about it. So obviously, it's the thing that the young folk are doing. That's for sure. And he's actually pointed out to me, like, we've been to, like, the grocery store, for example, and he'll see some kids doing something, and he said, oh, Dad, those guys are doing a TikTok. And I was like, what does that mean?
I see people doing TikToks everywhere all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know they're doing a TikTok?
They're usually dancing.
So
it's a lot of dancing.
Do you use TikBoost?
I don't know what TikBoost is.
TikBoost is for likes and fans.
Or you're buying likes or fans or something?
No, definitely not.
Tick tags?
But there are other more direct ways of keeping up with trends, I would assume, especially in like your position where you're designing technology. You know, there's like CES every
yeah.
year.
Yeah, we look at all that. I'll look at the articles and write-ups about sure. that and see, you know, who's got the coolest thing out there. As far as like raw design goes, I really like to look at Lemonouche. I'm sure you look at
yep.
that, don't you, Aaron? Do you know that one, Dan?
No.
It's very cool.
It's great.
It's very
yeah.
cool. Yeah.
You'll have to show me so
yeah.
I can be cool too.
Yeah, he also does some very good drawing tutorials.
Yeah.
Really like nice, simple drawing tutorials.
Okay.
Lemonouche is cool. He's a Frenchman, right?
I'm not sure.
I think he's a Frenchman. Actually. He's French. I don't know if he lives in France. He may, but he's got good stuff. He's got really good content. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's worth it as a designer.
So there you go. Top tips.
There's a few. That's a few of them. Yeah.